在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Like plumbing, hairdressing, and carpentry, pouring concrete is blue-collar work. But Middle Tennessee State University in the little city of Murfreesboro, near the state capital of Nashville, offers a full 4-year concrete curriculum. The program began in 1996 with just 2 students.Now there are about 100. 20 young people have already graduated from the program and have well-paying jobs in the concrete industry. Austin Cheney, a mechanical engineer by training, heads the program at Middle Tennessee State. He says, like many industries, the concrete business is changing rapidly as big companies buy out small, family-owned operations.
Large corporations, they want to hire educated people to be their managers, and it changes the way that the industry does business. They saw the need to be able to hire people right out of college that had a background and understanding of the technical side of the product as well as the business side of the industry. That's really what drove the need for this program.
But is concrete complex enough a subject to justify a 4-year college program?
We're not talking about just sidewalks here. We're talking about high-rise buildings. We're talking about bridges. The product is getting more and more complicated all the time with both chemical admixtures and mineral admixtures that are added to change the properties to meet the requirements of a given situation. The other thing is the people have to have a business background as well.
One of Austin Cheney's students is Ben Petzinger from the western state of Idaho. He's worked as a construction laborer,but has his sights set on a lucrative management career.
We're light years ahead of any other program that offers any training in concrete.
Do you ever get any teasing from your fellow students about your curriculum compared with the philosophy and the history? And
I think there's a misnomer out there that if you study a material like concrete, it's almost a vo-tech kind of a thing. Concrete's the most widely used building product in the world, and it's an industry that is a very well-kept secret. However, everybody depends on it. It's fine with me if anybody teases me about learning about concrete, but I simply come back with a joke that what's the difference between a history major and a large pizza? Well, the difference is a large pizza can feed a family of 4.
In other words, people who can combine the prestige of a college degree with the practical value of a construction skill can make a fine living. It's a message that's encouraged by the concrete industry, which helped set up the Middle Tennessee State University program and has spent about $1 million supporting it. Robert Garbini is president of the National Ready Mix Concrete Association. Ready Mix Concrete is the kind of fresh, wet, gray combination of ingredients you see tumbling in what are commonly called cement mixers, as opposed to precast pieces of concrete put together in factories and shipped to a job site.
Heretofore, we've not had individuals in our field that have come out with a business degree related to concrete. It's given individuals who are looking for a career another option, and they look at it and say, well, you know, I don't need to be a techo. If I want to be in business, I can be in business. There's a lot of opportunities there, and this is one way to get into it.
Instructor Cheney says that in addition to courses in mathematics, chemistry, and business, students in the concrete management program take 9 courses just about concrete, how to cure it, strengthen it, and make it tolerant of extreme cold or extreme heat. Students even learn how to decorate in concrete.
They can make countertops that are just beautiful, look like marble. They can make concrete look like stone, brick. They can stamp and color it and just do some amazing things architecturally.
Austin Cheney points out that while his students are not spending 4 years in college to learn to be blue-collar laborers, they do get their hands dirty, both in the laboratory and on construction sites, where they literally get the feel of various types of concrete. We're not in our little ivory tower, he says, but he admits his students do build a few walls between academia and the real world. They're made of good old reliable concrete. I'm Ted Landfair.